7D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2, page 106. Recording 1.
That was a great game of badminton, Simon. Thanks for coming to play.
No problem, Isabel. I enjoyed it, but I'm exhausted now. I'm going to get an energy drink from the vending machine at reception. Would you like one?
Just water for me, please. I don't think energy drinks are very good for you. Plus, they're quite expensive.
Really? I thought they help your body recover after you've been exercising.
I'm not sure. They taste very sweet. I've heard that most of them contain a lot of sugar and caffeine.
I'm glad you told me about that. I think I'll have a bottle of water too.
Recording 2.
Come to Stoneleigh Park this weekend for the 6th annual Rhino Run. Our triathlon course will really push your endurance levels to the limit. You'll have to swim in the Avon River, cycle up steep Warwickshire hills, and run through the Kenilworth country roads before reaching the finishing line in Stoneleigh. You can register online for the event at www.runlikearhino.org. Entry costs £20 for adults and £15 for teenagers over 14. Do you think you can handle it? If so, sign up today. Come to Stoneleigh Park this weekend for the 6th annual Rhino Run.
Recording 3.
Scientists at Oxford University have recently declared that a lack of exercise causes as much damage to the body as a smoking habit. It is estimated that an inactive lifestyle is partly responsible for up to 90,000 deaths per year in the UK alone. Research suggests that we should be aiming to do about 150 minutes of exercise per week to maintain good health. Researchers also pointed out the other benefits of regular exercise, such as helping to combat stress and depression.
Recording 4.
Arnold Schwarzenegger recently surprised gym goers in California by posing as a personal trainer. Arnold is used to being transformed by makeup artists and wardrobe experts on film sets. However, on this occasion, he simply put on a wig and a fake moustache to look like the well-known local gym instructor, Howard Kleiner. Arnold trained various members of the public before eventually revealing his identity. The celebrity pulled the stunt to promote a local organization that aims to make teens more active.
Recording 5.
Good morning, Melanie. How are you today?
Hi, John. I'm ready for a good workout this morning. I went out for a meal last night and ate some really delicious food, but I don't think it was very healthy. I've probably got a lot of calories to work off.
Well, we all deserve a treat sometimes, as long as you don't make a habit out of it. So let's start with a light warm-up. We don't want you to hurt yourself like last week.
Yes, that pulled muscle really hurt. I was worried that I'd have to go to hospital, but it was my fault for wanting to skip the warm-up.
Recording 6.
I'm so happy to have won this year's figure skating competition. Ever since I first stepped onto the ice, when I was 6 years old, I have always enjoyed ice skating. I believe my success in this competition was actually down to yoga. You have to have good posture to be an ice skater, and yoga really helps me achieve that. Also, I did a lot of weight training to strengthen my leg muscles, which is really important when working on advanced skating techniques like the ones I used in this competition. I trained at the ice rink 5 days a week for this competition, so now I am looking forward to relaxing for a while.